We're going to learn the Mehashileach on Parshas Bahar on the Pasuk V'loy Soinu Ish Es Amisai V'yareisa Melokecha. So V'loy Soinu means that you do not cause pain to someone, that you do not afflict them with words that are aggressive, that are unkind. Zeh HaPasuk Nemar Af B'nefashos G'dolos Yikrei Erech. This pasuk is meant to address very special people, special nefashos, Yikrei Erech, meaning people who are extremely precious in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who are derhoyben, a people who are lofty people and who have lofty sights set on what they hope others should also accomplish. When this very virtuous person, holy person, sees that someone else is not doing the will of God, that someone else is doing averus, someone else is not behaving properly, and there's condemnation, and there's the sense of indignation and protest, and he wants to protest, ulahanishoy, and then ultimately to cause that the person be punished. Al ze mazhir HaKadosh Baruch Hu loisoinu. No, no, no. Do not attempt to correct the person in a way that might not succeed. And do not inveigh even quietly between yourself and the Ribbono Shel Olam against that person. It is about this that David HaMelech speaks in Tehillim, Simen Nun, Teishev Be'ochicha Tidaber. You sit and speak about your fellow Jew, Beven Imcha Titen Doifi, and you speak negatively about that person. Doifi literally means to slander the person, but even if it's not slander, but to be critical of the person excessively, and where it's not for any utility, without any good results to come from your criticism. And the pasuk continues, Eila asisav hechrashti, meaning you also have done that which you should not be doing. You're also not up to par every moment of your life. Vehechrashti. And I, Hashem Yisbarach, am quiet. I don't necessarily punish you right away. I don't heavy-handedly respond to your imperfection immediately. Dimisa heyois eheyecha moicha. You imagine that I'll be like you. You imagine that I'll also be indignant and upset and take action against the person who's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, who's not as good a person as he or she should be. Oichichacha. Oichichacha, I'm going to criticize you. And I'm going to show you. Ve'ercha l'einecha. And I'll lay out in front of you that that's not the way to respond when you see that someone's making a mistake or that someone is not behaving the way they should. You have to not be so judgmental and not have a sense of indignation and anger and chas v'shalom wish that the person be forced by punishment to change his or her ways, God forbid. Now, if you can gently and successfully urge, cajole the person to be better, by all means. Otherwise, let it go. And don't be upset. And if it's upsetting, be upset about the fact that there's human foible and failure, but not at the person. And don't judge the person. And certainly don't wish that the person be responded to severely by Shemayim. And the Mei HaShulech explains. Teishev ba'achicha sedaber b'ven imcha titen doifi. Hainu, me'achesh adam mechuyev lehoi ves chaveiroi. A person has to love his fellow man, his fellow Jew. Kimetzuva aleinu v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. V'adam tzarech levakish rachamim ba'ad chaveiro. You have to want that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be merciful. Merciful particularly when Hashem's mercy is needed, because the person really needs mercy, doesn't deserve, but needs mercy. V'hu yirtze l'katreg alav. And now this person who sees this other person, so the person is going maybe where I wouldn't, you wouldn't go. In davening, speaking out, we wouldn't be talking out, and it wouldn't be mesiach between gavra le gavra or during kriyas haTorah, whatever it might be that's so troubling. And now we're mekatrig. Al zeh yomer Hashem yisparach eila asisa vehecherashti. You have also not been perfect, vehecherashti, and I have been quiet. Hainu. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be looking carefully with a fine-tooth comb over even the most righteous of us, we will be found wanting. Nobody is so good. Ain't tzadik ba'aretz eshiyah asetay v'lo yechta. K'neged Hashem Yisbarach miyutztak u'miyoymar zuchisi libi. Who can say, I'm pure of heart, I'm so good, I'm accomplished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look me over and say, I pass with flying colors. Can anybody say such a thing? V'afal b'kein, Hashem Yisbarach shoysek. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quiet. V'einem megala kloin shum adam afki yechata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't embarrass us and have our lesser known weaknesses betrayed for all to see and for all to behold. And the pasuk continues. Dimisa heyois chamoicha. You imagine that I would respond like you are responding, with being upset and charging the person for his fault or her fault. Ki adam hamakatreg al maisa shel chavero yisra'e be'einoi ki hu mezuchach kiretzein Hashem Yisbarach. The person who is charging somebody else, obviously pointing a finger elsewhere, he or she must feel, I'm not that way, I'm very good. That other person is at fault, that other person has failings. I don't. I'm mezuchach, ki ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, I'm pure and clean. V'gam ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, kachu l'katreg al odom hachayte. And clearly, the Rebbeinu Shlalom is as indignant as I am. So I'm, you know, taking a sense of holy indignation. I and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, side by side, we're upset with this person. She's not living up to the standards, behaving the way we expect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the person, I'm going to show you that you're making a mistake. And I'll put it out in front of you. Haynu Hashem Yisbarach Yar El Eine HaAdam Hamalam Et Choyv Al Chaveroi Ba'amrei Kigam Ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach Hu Laseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show this person who's thinking, incorrectly thinking, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be upset at the person and indignant at the person and, in a sense, condemning the other person. V'yoychach le'Hashem Yisbarach no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show, ki ritzoyne HaKadosh einoi rak lahastir kol chete Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlalom wants, when Yidden do wrong, when Yidden are not proper, he wants it quiet and hushed. Doesn't want us to sit and talk about what Yidden do wrong, even when we know it's wrong. He doesn't want us to sit Chalil at a Shabbos table and review the people who have been in the paper because they were found or accused of some malfeasance or of some kind of a chet. No, he doesn't want us to sit and talk about what's wrong with people, whether it's by name or generally, to criticize. He wants us to change the topic of conversation. Speak good about other Yidden. Speak positive. Say good things about the Yidden. He wants us to be master kol chetei Yisrael. If he wants us to correct what we can correct, of course, then we should promote and push for better behavior in and amongst ourselves and others around us. So if it's for positive purposes that we are trying to improve matters all around us, talk about it. But just, you know, makluk tzich, oh, we're complaining, oh, this one and this, the other one, and this is wrong and that's wrong. There's so many social ills and there are so many bad habits, and this and the other person and this behavior and this group of people. And no, that's not what the Rebbeinu Shlalom wants. And that ultimately is, even if they don't realize it, it's v'leisenu isha samisa. V'yiraisam elakacha, and you should be fearful because the Rebbeinu Shlalom doesn't want that. K'meshekasa v'sashlech b'mtzulas yom kol chataisam. Chodesh Baruch Hu wants the chataim thrown into the depths of the ocean where they sink to the bottom and they can't be seen, can't be found, can't be conjured up. Should not be found, not be seen anymore. How can you think that God wants us to be melamed chayv and to say people are to be condemned, to inflate and show the chet openly? Don't talk about it. If you need to discuss with one's own family how we can do right, talk about what's right and what's good. But try not to do it by bouncing it off the negative and saying, well, we're not going to do what the other person or those persons are doing. Talk about positive things and encourage positive things without discussing and condemning other people. Imamnam, though it's true, kitziva Hashem yisbarach lahechiach ish asam yisai. Of course, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says we should try to correct other people and set them on a better way. Ulharchikai mikol ra kfiya yichailis. Help them distance themselves from what's wrong as much as we can. Ze'enai rak b'makim shiyadeh sheyochol lahasiya oisai mizeh b'toif. That's if you can do it nicely and you can succeed. Ach b'im lo yuchol lahasir oisai. But if you can't, you can't change the person. You're not going to succeed. Tzarech lilmoid schusalov. Then you have to try to defend the person and be melamed schus and say the person has merit and the person doesn't realize and the person has so many other qualities that are so good and this is a minor weakness. Even if it's not so minor. Ki ein adam yochel ladoin es chaveri lechaf choiv. We can't and shouldn't ever be severe in castigating and accusing, condemning our fellow Jews. Maybe this other person's yetzer hara is much, much greater than mine and yours. Whatever it is that the person's doing, he can't hold himself back. Maybe it's because he really can't. Maybe he didn't have the right, or she didn't have the right chinuch. They just don't know any better. If they have not had certain values instilled. So it's upsetting and it's sad, but you should have a sense of sadness, yes, but anger at that person? Chas v'shal. Ki pen yetzer chaver gadol miyetzer. Maybe the person's yetzer is bigger. Maybe he never or she never had a better sense given over and never was guided or imbued correctly, not by her or his parents. Or by anybody else. And maybe what this person is doing is actually permissible. If you see a person who is going into a place where they're eating, let's say they're eating on a tinus. They step into a store and they sit down in the back and they're having lunch. Maybe the person is not well. Maybe they have to eat. Maybe they're not allowed to fast. Maybe when it comes to Yom Kippur, they quietly take less than a shear, and then again less than a shear, without anybody knowing. But otherwise, on the minor Tanesim that are only Midrabanan, they're supposed to be eating. That's just a very obvious example. But it could be any number of things that a person is allowed to be doing because of the exceptional circumstances of that person or of what exigencies there may be at the time. A lot of things that for one person it's okay, for another person it's not okay. So don't judge others, and if we judge others, it's Let's continue in the next piece. He says that the psukim describing the mitzvah of a base Moshe of Ir Chaima is actually a remez to how important it has to be to watch how we speak to one another and how we treat each other. And it's a fascinating remez, in fact, based on how we can understand the word Chaima and how it sometimes is used as a remez to how we speak. Let's see the piece inside. The pasuk says, "V'ish ki yimkar beis meishav ir chayma," a person who sells a house that's in a walled city. "V'haisukul asay ad toim shnas mimkarai," a person who sold it can buy it back within the first year. "Yamim tiyagul asay v'im lo yigael ad malois lo yishana smima v'kam abayis asheba ir asher lo yichayma." Then that house, which is in a city that has a wall, and it says lo yichayma with an aleph. So it's loy understood with a vav, but it's written ksiv with an aleph, meaning it does not have a wall. That's halachically to teach us that if it used to have a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, now even though the wall is down, it still has the din of a batei chayma. So then if he has not, within the first year, bought it back, then it is to be latzimisus lakayna oisel deraisav lo yetze bayoivel. It's permanently sold. Says the Meheshlech, haparsha hazois mibate arechayma meira sheyeda ha'adam. A person should know, and there's a remez here to teach us, ki af shenizbaru in yane yoivel sheyesh zman ve'es lakol. Yoivel teaches us that there's a time for everything, particularly for a person to be forgiven, for a person to go back to his family, for a person to no longer be an eved, and to start afresh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's a new beginning, a new possibility. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is not forever going to be upset with the person, and the person starts afresh. But here, where the parsha talks about a home in a walled city, and where after 1 year it's permanent, and there is no opportunity thereafter, Meira, this is teaching ki kol zehu rak kishadam yechta bedvarim sheben adam lamaka. That is, all of this opportunity to be forgiven and start again, that's when a person has done wrong between what we call himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. In mitzvahs we call ben adam lamakai. V'yigrei midas hadin sheyimkar me'achuzasai. And because of that, he loses his achuzah, he loses part of his inheritance, and the land fails, or he otherwise becomes a debtor, and he has to sell his land. O yimachel eved, even worse, he might be forced to have himself sold as an eved. Lo yeh latzmisus, that's not forever. Ubishnasa yevel yetze. He'll be forgiven. He'll be given a new start. Vish elachuzasa yoshuv. Go back to his position, and his sense of respect will be restored. His dignity is restored. Avol, but im yigrem lo adam midos hadin machmas aveiros shebein adam lachaveiroi. If the problem is how a person has behaved, ben adam lachaveiroi, how a person has been behaving interpersonally with others. V'ikur, most importantly, b'im yechta chas v'sholem v'yevayesh es ha'odam b'diburai. If he causes someone pain by speaking to him or about him negatively and shames another human being, embarrasses another person. V'zeh meira ha'posik. That's what the pasuk means when it says v'ish ki yimkar beis meishav ir chayma. A person who sells, meaning who fails at the chayma, at making sure that there's a wall, a seal to his own mouth. But instead, he lets it out. And he does not abide by and doesn't respect what should be kept between the walls and kept to himself. Kimamar, as it says in the Gemara, Gemara Nerchin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Shtei Chaymais Nasati Lecha, I've given you two walls to protect you so that you don't speak and don't utter a negative word, an embarrassing word, and that you don't farshem, that you don't embarrass another human being, that you don't bring them down. The pasuk is in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Ma'yitn l'cha u'ma'yosef l'ach lashon remiya." Tehillim kuf chaf. And the Gemara there says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about lashon, about the tongue, that the tongue that speaks is within two barriers: teeth and lips. And we can close them both and bar the tongue from speaking, from wagging when it shouldn't. In the words of the Gemara, Shehikafti lecha shtei chaymois, achas shel etzem, v'achas shel basar. One of bone, the teeth that are hard and clenched tight, you don't have to say it. And your lips can also be sealed. Shtei chaymois nasati lecha, the Gemara says. And that's what this pasuk is meramis. While yedeze yuchal chas v'shalom adam limkar, he can sell out. He can lose so much merit. He can lose so much good that a Kaddish Baruch Hu would like to provide. And it goes out and it's lost. And the person about whom he's speaking, the person who he's attacked and hurt, will be the one to gain. And the good that might have gone to Reuven becomes Shimon's. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei says, "Ir prutza ein chayma." An open city, one that's broken open, and there's no wall. Ish asher ein matzah l'ruchai. If you can't control yourself, if you have such a spirit that's so tempestuous, and therefore hurting other people. So that's like an ir prutza ein chayma. You're going to lose everything that otherwise would have been contained. So the Metzudas there says that it's referring to somebody who, if he can't maintain silence sometimes, a matzah, to stop yourself. You don't have to say, you don't have to protest, you don't have to embarrass another person. You shouldn't embarrass somebody else. Don't be so hurtful. But it's an ir prutza ein chayma. And sometimes the person just lets it go, lets it rip, as we say. And who loses? The person who does that loses, he himself, she herself. So the response to this should be, meaning the good advice that the Torah is giving us is, ki yifayis es chavera b'toich hashana. So if you've sold out, so to speak, and let it go, try to make amends, but quickly. Quickly. That's why in this case, in the case of a house in a walled city that you sold, the Torah says you have just 1 year. And if you don't take care of it, you can't ever get it back. So here, Al Zeh Ne'emar, Yamim Tiyagu Lasai. Go quickly and try to address your chaver, ask for forgiveness, right the wrong if you can, as best you can. Otherwise, then what's lost by you, and what you've lost, is going to be picked up and gained by the other person, and you'll never get it back. If you don't appease your fellow Jew, if you're not mefayis your chaver, who you embarrassed, who you hurt, Yisharu Zuchuyosov Biat Chaveroi Latzmisus Oilam. Then everything that was lost will be lost from you forever, and it'll be only the gain of that other person, and you'll never get it back. Vizeh Perush Hakriv Haksiv. That's why it says Loi Chayma with a Vav and with an Aleph. It's written, but it's read with a Vav. The Kriyan Ksiv me asher loy chayma. Ki yo ish asher ein matzo l'ruchay, Nikra Asher Loi Chaima. A person who cannot control himself and does not hold back from ripping into somebody else, and God forbid, publicly, Loi Chaima, with an aleph, he has no wall. He doesn't use what Gemara and Erechin described as the walls that can seal our words from coming out when they shouldn't, and they could better be kept back. Whereas the person who does have the ability and holds himself back and controls and monitors how we speak and how we say what we need to if we have to, but certainly not in a way that injures and that's hurtful, he has a chayma with a vav, asher loy chayma. V'zeh sheyishiru kol zechiyosav. Shall ish asher ein loy ma'atzar l'ruchai. B'yadu ish asher otzer es ruchai v'shosak loy. The person who did not counter and did not answer back and who took it on the chin, so to speak, and didn't say and didn't answer. Ha'aluvim ve'enum olvim, who could be embarrassed but don't necessarily feel they have to fight back and embarrass in the other direction. That's the person who's going to have the kinyan, is going to gain and pick up latzmisus forever and ever. So that here the Torah is not just talking about the kinyanim and the homes and the real estate of a particular kind of city that has a wall, but it's telling us that there needs to be in each of us personally, when it comes to our neighbors and friends with whom we live and interact, there needs to be a wall. There needs to be a chayma. And that wall is to be erected carefully so that when we are upset, we don't say something that we shouldn't. When, even if we are correct, we don't say something that's incorrect. That when we are involved and engaged with someone on any issue, we speak with a delicate and a gentlemanly or ladylike approach, and we don't hurt other people's feelings. And we are gentle and careful with other people's sensibilities. Then, loy chayma with the vav, then we're able to contain and able to keep the treasures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Loy chayma with an aleph, with an aleph meaning that there is no holding back, and the person lets the other person have it and rips into the person and perhaps embarrasses the other person publicly. So then the Torah says we could lose it all. Then it'll become lakaina oisa l'deraisov lo yeitze b'yoyvel. Then everything we could have had is jeopardized. It might become somebody else's. And the person who's embarrassed and hurt might be the one who ultimately benefits, and we become those who ultimately lose out. So that this is a remez to the care that we have to have living with each other and taking great, great care to speak to each other and relate to each other with patience and with kindness and forbearance, and not chas v'shalom speak hurtfully to one another, so that we can benefit from each other and benefit from what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to provide us. As we live together, we should live with a sense of respect and a kiyum of v'yahavt l're'acha kamoicha in a moishav ir chayma, a way of living where we control and carefully monitor how and what we speak as we speak to each other.